The Puppet Maker. Might it be that this piece of wood has learned to weep and cry like a child? Tsukuyori, The Adventures of Pinocchio. As he angled the screw into the joint, he hesitated to fasten its knee, more real than his own, stiffened by winters, nights of hearth and plates of black bread, that taught gratitude for the small callus on his forefinger, cushioning a day's work. The puppet in his lap flailed its stringless arms as if they were given, without fire in mind and the limitless distance, between it and it. Yet he listened not to the reedy voice, I want, but to the wind thrumming against the shutters, hollow knock of wood against wood, a pulse that kept measure with his, which bored the puppet, so that it leapt and spun away, laughing on its spindle legs, that loosened, then splintered, and dragged behind as it crawled toward him, weeping for repair.